hokka hey, hokka hey, it's a good day to die. Said that you love me, it's a good day to die. And I love to see you smiling, it's a good day to die. Don't understand anyway, it's a good day to die. It's all the same every day, a good day to die. It's a good day to die. Next on neighbors in the news, it's a good day to die. And every next man in the terrace, it's a good day to die. You don't have to be the truth, it's a good day to die. Just as long as you're a believer, it's a good day to die. Life goes on like a river, a good day to die. My hands getting heavy, it's a good day to die. It's a good day to die. A good day to die. It's a good day to die.
I'm the drummer of the Sofa Surfers.
I'm Wolfgang, I play guitar.
I'm Manny, I sing.
I think we make music together for 12 years right now. Yeah, some of the guys in our band, we know us each other for, I think, for 20 years. So it's a long history of music making together. And Manny, our singer, joined us, I think, 5 years ago. Yeah.
We started actually more or less like an electronic kind of act, but now we're trying to evolve the sound and change a little bit from album to album, and now our upcoming album is now a step forward again, and I don't know, quite different from the stuff we did in the very beginning. Mm. But we try to, I don't know, evolved.
But also go back to a feeling we had a long time ago, because we all started in rock bands, then in the 90s, techno and old drum bass, got big, as we say, yeah? And so we were also influenced from electronic music, yeah? And if you know our early records like Transit and Cargo, you can hear these influences very good. Yeah, now we go a little bit back to play more live, yeah, it's more rock music, yeah, nice. but in a very different way, I think.
Of human wrongs, it's not a case of where you put me but where I belong. I don't know what the truth is, but I still feel the light. But you say you've got God's ear and the message is divine.
Because it was easier for me to live in Frankfurt because of my family. My wife works there with a theatre company, and we have a daughter, so it was a logistic thing, and it's made it a bit of a problem with getting enough time together. But you know, it's not that far. I'm Nigerian born, but I grew up in England,
yeah,
mostly. But I've moved around a lot. But I'd say I was English.
It's not really a style that Manny brings into it. It's more or less like a, I don't know, like a feeling or
a feeling, a color. Yeah. Because my girlfriend always says our music, the instrumental music, is like it's more darker approach, you know, and sometimes a little bit cold. And many's voices, so the warm side. Sometimes, I think this contrast. How do you say? Yeah, this is very interesting for me. I can say. Yeah.
Also, many's approach to music is different to ours because we've been playing in bands for ages since our teenager time. I mean, you might as well, but in a different approach actually. And not so band based maybe, is that true? Or
I started singing before I met you guys, but it was I was working more on the singing rather and trying to I was just working on making songs with friends and with people who were producing and making music.
But you never played in a rock band.
But I never played in a rock band. I mean, yeah, and actually when we first started, I didn't really know, I mean, I don't think we knew what to expect, any of us. And I didn't realize that it was going to be kind of almost like a classic rock band setup. I mean, it's not, it actually isn't, but no, I love it, actually. I love it, but
it's true.
I came from another direction too.
have to characterize it, differently on every album, yeah, because I think if you listen to our first album, yeah, Transit and Cargo, they are totally different than to our last album, with unnamed album, yeah, and then our new one, which is coming out in, I think, January 2010, yeah. So I remember the time, and I know why we did this, but it's a totally different feeling, yeah.
I'm trying to do something different than we did on the last record, so it's always that little challenge for us to try to change things for us.
Do you make some applied music for the theater?
We do, yeah. Not really as a band, but as side projects or whatever. We do a lot of stuff like that. We do film scores for movies, and yeah, also theater stuff and whatever, yeah. But they can also be quite different from the stuff we do as our records, you know.
Conformer,
Timo Norvatn is a very old friend of us, and he's also a filmmaker, yeah, of course, and he started to work with video stuff, I think, when we started the Sofa Surfers, yeah, in an experimental way, I think, yeah, and he did a movie, short movie, when we started Sofa Surfers. So I think the first project of the Sofa Surfers was the score for this movie. And he's always doing our videos. We don't have too many videos, but all videos were produced by Timo, and he's doing the covers and all, everything, artwork, the Sofa Surfers. So he's a very important aspect of the band. He's not producing music with us, but when we talk about the cover or the live performance, he listens to the songs and thinks about what he wants to show the people, which fits together. So it's not that we have some fancy visuals in the back. It should fit together, yeah. It should make sense. And he also did a movie, yeah. It's called Life in Loops, maybe you heard of that, yeah. And so the Sofa Surfers did the sound again for this movie. So if we need him, he's around, yeah. And if he needs us, yeah, we're around, yeah. Shackles and dreams deferred. think we had a monthly club in Bratislava, in Slovakia, I remember for a time, yeah. But we have so much work to do.
There's some parts of us who are interested more in
think
stuff.
Some years ago, this culture of going out and club music was much more important for us. Right now, it's getting less important, I would say, or is it? Yeah. I'm still DJing, so I think I know more about it right now, but not really.
But I think it also it says something a little bit about Sofa's the I want to say mentality because I haven't got a better word, but the personalities of the guys in the band, and I mean I'm later in the band, but even so, it doesn't really lend itself to like having our own club or our own night, or it's not very flashy. The way we work on music, our approach to life, I would say, in with all of us, and it's just not very kind of, we're just not show busy types at all, you know. So when we work on music, when we put out our albums, when we play, it's very direct. The music is direct. We're very direct people, and just not much flash and pomp, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
maybe it's a cliche when I tell you that it's important to listen to every stuff, yeah. There are so many interesting things in every music, but yeah, it's like that. I listen to rock and metal music as well as to electronic music and to pop music, in a very classic way. I was listening to Beethoven, 2 weeks ago, It's also interesting. Yeah, really,
it's okay. I listened to Bach this today. You listen to certain kinds of music and you don't have an ear for anything else, it closes you off. And I think it's important if you're making music, especially, that you're able to access different energies and styles of music.
I try to get the latest stuff in new school breaks from England, and I also listen to the remastered Beatles stuff, to get a sense for history, So it's a different approach here, and I think everything is important,
Say something.
I wouldn't go as far as calling it a concept, but there's a basic, I think, drive behind the whole album. We're not political people. We don't try and write political songs and stuff, but it is a lot of my lyrics are based on the political kind of atmosphere that pervades for the last 2, 5, 10 years. A lot of the lyrics that I'm writing and a lot of where the songs come from is from that. I think that the sound, and that goes with the sound of the instrumentals, and, you know, what the rest of the band plays. The blind side, basically, what that means, if for people who don't know, is basically being hit from a side that you don't expect. So being hit unexpectedly. And I always use the same analogy as in you're at a wedding and a bomb falls on your head. But it's just this a lot of the music is driven by that kind of energy, if that makes any sense.
Songs from the new album, I think 8 songs from the new album. We're happy that we're finally here in Budapest, to play our first show, and I think we have also some new visuals right now, but it will develop in the future. We have
to find out how the songs can be presented in different way live. We don't want to just play the record live on stage, but to change them a little bit, and
liberation, a magic elixir. He took away the bonds about his wrists. Poor black, he's been on lies up his skirt. Through his scars, and through his scars, he knows he's bound to pass on to his seat. Watch him texting, watch him singing, watch him shaking his eyes on the deck. Watch as his smile is slowly wide again. Watch him texting, watch him singing.
watch as his spine is slowly widening. There's a rope around his neck. Immerse myself in human lunacy, deserving my divinity. My skin and my tongue, my flesh left behind. And through to the future, there's a blindness getting numb. I can't live like this, last forever. Watch him dancing, watch him singing, watch him shaking his ass on the deck. Watch as his smile is slowly widening. Watch him dancing, watch him singing, watch him shaking his ass on the deck. Watch as his smile is slowly widening. Cause there's a rock around his neck.
'95-ben László király éppen egy nyugati irányú hadjáratra készült, amikor váratlanul meghalt. Itt temették el Somogyváron a bencés apátságban. Elképzelhető, hogy létezett egy olyan Szent László ábrázolás, amelyet mindkét művész alapul vett?
Magyarország története. Ma délután az M1-en.
A Győri Filharmonikus Zenekar hangversenye. Az első rész ma 22 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.
Hétfőn élőben kísérhetik figyelemmel a parlament idei első ülését, ahol Orbán Viktor miniszterelnök évadnyitó beszédet mond. Híradó külön kiadás. Hétfőn 12 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.
Szétszednek a férfiak.
Mi ez? Szerelem? Viszony?
Régebben neked sem volt szebb, mint nekem.
Ne tegyél te semmit sehova.
Egyelőre tűrjétek békével, amit a sors reánk mért.
Minden kívánságodat teljesítem.
Vigyázz az erkölcseidre.
Mindannyian csak ezzel tudtok foglalkozni.
Azért azt mondom, hogy ami sok, az sok.
Szomszédok. Hétfőn 15 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.